Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mac Show. I'm your host, Jeff Gamet, and it's the beginning of 2026. This is our first Mac Show of the year, which means it is time to do some predictions and also to review our Apple predictions for 2025. And I cannot wait to see just how accurate and prescient we all were, because clearly we all have our fingers on the pulse of what Apple is really doing. And it's just, it's stunning. It's shocking how accurate we are. Anyhow.
Yeah. Apple checks our product and then aligns their release schedule, like according to it.
Right. Yeah. Basically we dictate what Apple's going to do for the year.
Yes. Yes.
Patrice, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I survived my first week at work, and I'm so happy. It's Friday afternoon where I'm like, I have a weekend. It's mm-hmm. It's been a struggle, as of course it is always the first week, or the first working week of the year is always like a mess. So yeah, it's fun times. I have two certifications in parallel that are happening this year. So yay.
Both
summer in the March, April, May timeframe. So.
Oh, of course, yes. They happen at the same time.
Yes, of course.
Of course, yeah. Well,
yeah. No, I'm good.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm good. Otherwise, like weather is, but I'm okay.
Awesome.
I finished reorganizing my office, so that's a good news.
And I did notice that yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and. And I'm waving to Pikachu. Hi, Pikachu.
Hi.
I'm also waving to Marty. Hi, Marty. How's it going?
I'm still here.
You are.
You know, this was the first week of classes at the university. And, of course, it was the perfect time for me to get sick. But, you know, it's one of those things where the only thing you absolutely have to show up for is classes. And, I managed to pull that off and am on the mend today, which makes it good for me to be here with this group.
Well, I'm glad you're here and I'm glad mm-hmm. you're upright.
Yes.
Yeah. Chuck, the gladiator joiner, how's it going?
It's good, Jeff. I'm fine, but I do want to point out that the way you introduced our predictions implies that you won't believe our prediction, you know, how accurate our predictions is, implies that we're accurate. And I think that's a bit of a jump.
I feel like you're reading too much into what I'm saying.
Well, I hang on your every word, Jeff.
No, I appreciate that. I get it. Yeah. Yeah. And your therapist is probably like, stop it, Chuck.
No, I am probably the most entertaining patient my therapist has.
I can believe it. Okay, Chuck. Yeah. So now that we've gone through everything you did this last week, tell me, what did Jeff do?
Exactly. And usually for the hour session, it's usually about 5 for me, 55 for you. So
this totally checks out. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Hey, Dave, how are you doing? And you were muted.
I
have a great voice this morning.
I am doing great. The day 7 of the Jeff Gamet experience.
No kidding. It's true.
Yeah.
It is. 7 days in a row, I've seen you at one way or another.
Right.
Doing great. We had an amazing time last weekend, and always have a nice time hanging out with you and everybody here. It snowed this morning, and I had to walk through it going to a meeting, and but now back and it's warm and it's cozy, but then it'll go down to about 0 degrees on Fahrenheit on Monday coming up here, so it's going to be cold.
Wow.
But glad to be here.
Wow. That'll be a chilly day. I'm glad you're here. I do feel spoiled. We spent Friday through Monday together in meat space, as they say. And then, seriously, the whole rest of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
M-E-A-T.
M-E-A-T.
Yeah. Yes.
Because we are made of meat. So when we are together, that is meat space.
Then it's a meatball. Oh, duh.
Well, if I curl up tight enough, it's a meatball. Yep.
This is starting to go wrong right off the bat.
Or it's going, yeah. Oh, so right. Yeah. Hey, I did say it's the prediction day. And Patrice, you have the documents.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to go over how we performed and handle the predictions?
Sure. Okay. We'll summarize it. So I've not looked at last year's predictions. Ewan thinks he won the whole thing and everything he said is correct. So let's see if that's true. We call it the annual BS. Don't know what BS stands for other than the obvious. I think there was a reason why it was picked that way, but nobody remembers. It just says annual BS in our document. We could change it, but it's kind of...
But why?
But why, exactly. So, I mean, it's quite simple. We do, in this round, with this number of people, we do two rounds. If we have less than three people, we would do... fewer than few people, we would do three rounds. Everybody or everyone in the panel introduces a prediction about the upcoming year, and that's it. And then the predictions start with the first show. So anything that happens before now, basically, does not count. So for example, all the Apple announcements that we've already gotten, like the new Creative Suite, basically, it's off the table. It ends end of, December 31st, end of the day, December 31st. So there's a little period between the last, or between December 31st and the first show of the year where there are simply no predictions from us. We have to be risky, of course, enough. If someone says, oh, there's a new iOS version in summer, then it's kind of boring, right? Predictions, of course, cannot be repeated. So you can, of course, change them so they're different, but if two people say the same thing, it's mostly, entertainment. Like, we want different things, we want to have discussions, and if everybody picks the same thing, it's kind of boring. The person with the highest number of correct predictions is the winner, and is then king or queen or whatever of BTNBS. And I do not remember who was king last year. So I would have to go back and look it up. By the way, rumors do not count as proof. So it has to be something that actually can be proven. Like Apple announces something. If it's not a rumor that, oh, this might have happened or whatever. No, it's like, it has to be something that we can prove actually happened. And if there's a tie between people, then we would simply do a coin toss or multiple if needed to decide the winner. So easy. So far, we did two rounds last year. We had Ewan, Ben, Jeff, and me in the first show. So very different than this year, which is quite cool. I like that. First prediction came from Ewan. He said no, and I did not. I think with like two exceptions, I did not assign any correctness or like is it right or wrong. At all, so we can just decide here on the panel whether we think this actually is correct or not. So, Ewan has said no major earth-shaking products will be released this year. Question is the iPhone Air an earth-shattering product, in our opinion? Because I think that's the only one that comes to mind, at least, that could be considered so.
I think in the spirit that this was intended, as if I can remember that far back. I think the iPhone Air would qualify as that big product announcement.
Okay.
But I am totally open to being proven wrong.
I think even the way it's phrased, it's kind of subjective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could argue, well, that's not really earth shattering. So it's kind of sets it up for it to be argumentative.
Mm-hmm.
Then for
oh, and definitive. Ewan will argue, 100%. I'm with you, Jeff. I think earth shattering. You can definitely argue about, but I think it was a quite major product because a lot of people talked for a long time about it. So it's not a normal oh, there's a new iPhone Pro announcement.
If you want to, if you if you're going to look at it from the perspective of, wow, this got a lot of coverage and mm-hmm. and had a strong reaction from a lot of people,
yeah,
then you'd have to include the Mankini.
Ah, that's true. That was also a new product that was released. Yeah, so we have two examples. Even. Yeah, so I think the consensus is we think this was wrong. Sorry, Yoon. We had one from Ben. A new lowest-end iPhone will switch to OLED. Is the iPhone lowest-end iPhone? Is the we got last year the 16e, right? If I remember correctly, that was last year, right?
Yeah.
Does it use OLED? I don't remember. I think it does, right?
16E specs.
Yeah, I think it does.
Let's see.
Because I think it's an iPhone 10, essentially.
Display is OLED.
Yeah.
Super Retina XDR display. 6.1-inch diagonal, mm-hmm. all-screen OLED display. Yep.
Yeah, so Ben, that one you got correctly. Jeff, the next one I can tell you was yours. That was not correct. No hardware refresh for the Apple Vision Pro. We actually did get the M5 Vision Pro this year.
Yep, I was wrong.
Yep, so there's that. And then I had said, I don't think I got that one correct either. Got that one right. VisionOS 3 will have improvements to spatial FaceTime. And I don't think there was anything specifically in spatial FaceTime. The personas got a little bit better, but I don't count that because that's more OS feature. So
and we don't have a VisionOS 3.
That's true. We got this 26, yeah. That is also true, yeah. But even if we said, okay, 326 doesn't matter, even then, I don't think it would be correct. There was nothing new in spatial FaceTime. In round two, Ewan again, Apple will take a device from the pro market and make an education version, for example, the iPad. Device from the pro market and make an education version. The question is whether the 16e would count as that. Kind of.
Well, is the 16? No, the 16E it was targeted at
everybody,
not just as an education product.
Yeah. There was no special iPad for education, as far as I remember.
Was there a Mac?
Mm-mm.
Like a Mac.
There were rumors. Mm-hmm. There were rumors, but nothing has been announced yet that there would be a lower cost MacBook that might be.
Mm. But to be fair to you, and it was the 16E for, you know, so.
Yeah, but is that a pro, like a pro market device? Also not sure. It's just a standard iPhone.
And is the 16E an educational version?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I can't. Has Apple ever targeted an iPhone as an education device?
I don't think so. No, but he didn't say iPhone. He didn't say iPhone. He said a device from the pro market. So like we did have Macs and iPads, I think, at some point.
Okay, fair point.
Yeah, Apple's changed, I think, the way they manage educational releases. They're taking their regular products and giving mm-hmm. discounts on them.
Yeah.
I follow that because I still have an EDU
mm-hmm.
Email address that I can work with. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. So, I think in summary, you can say, sorry, Ewan, you did not get them right. I know he will argue for it, but no. Ben got one right. The second one that he got right. He said the new slimmer iPhone SKU will be real, and he called it with a question mark back then, iPhone Air, and it's actually the iPhone Air. Yeah, it was rumored, I think, for a while, but we got it. So good job, Ben.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
And Jeff, a Beats branded HomePod product, like a HomePod Mini, but as Beats.
Nope, did not happen.
I didn't follow it, so no clue.
Nope.
Jeff, I'm gonna just ask. But wasn't there a new Beats pill introduced?
I think it was.
Would that
yeah,
be?
Yeah, but it wasn't a HomePod.
It's not a HomePod product. Device. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's, right. It's more portable. Portable. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah. I appreciate you going to bed.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's. I guess my first reaction in seeing this was, you know, I don't think the Beats audience is really into a HomePod kind of thing, but I could see them being into the pill. Mm-hmm. So that was why it's kind of jumped to mind.
Yeah, but a pill with S-Lady support.
Good point.
That could be interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Jeff, I'm in the same boat as you because I had predicted that Apple would release a video doorbell, and no, we didn't get that at all.
You might as well roll that one over into 2026. The rumors are still out there.
I actually have it on my list. I don't know if it will pick it today. We had some non-graded things. Never mind. Before we do that, so Ben is very clearly the winner because he's the only one who got anything right. That one, he got mm-hmm. both rounds correct. So good job, Ben.
Yeah, well,
King Ben. King Ben.
He was probably king.
I think he was king. I think he might have been king in 2025 as well. So good job. Yeah, everybody else, we all got it. We all got it wrong. Non-graded. Ewan might show up again on the Mac show. He did. Not very often, but he was there.
But still, I say this with love. That was a stretch going yes. out with, it was. With that prediction.
From Ben, by the way. The M-Series Apple TV. Was a prediction from Ben as well. Like that. And he said Apple Intelligence is the primary focus of WWDC 2025. And I'm thinking no, because we had the whole liquid glass mm-hmm. thing. But I mean, it might just be that I didn't care about Apple Intelligence, so I didn't pay attention.
I listened to that carefully and they just breezed right over it.
Okay.
They just kind of said, we're going to be making improvements to Apple Intelligence. Let's move on to the next okay. flashy object.
Good. So then, sorry, Ben, that one you didn't get. Jeff, you had three. Apple will cancel a big name show on Apple TV, probably For All Mankind. Did they?
So they didn't cancel For All Mankind, but I'm not sure if any of the other like big name shows are canceled.
I'm inclined to say you're correct, but I'm trying to come up with which one.
Apple TV shows canceled in 2025. Let's see. Come on. Freaking pops up. Oh my God. Okay. Acapulco was canceled.
That's not a big name show, I would say.
And Mythic Quest was canceled.
Oh, that might count. That might count.
Something was canceled.
Something people would
know about that one.
That's something people would probably remember.
Yeah, Time Bandits. That was canceled. That was hyped as a big one, but I will leave that up to your interpretation.
Yeah,
that would
but I would still say you got that one right. As I said, I think there were some announcements for shows that are going into the final season this year. So,
okay,
it's like, also, and it might even be For All Mankind. Right. Yeah. So I'm going to say yes, that one you got correct. The USB-C Apple Pencil will get discontinued.
Did not happen,
right? Thought so. And then you said HomePad is not a display speaker combo, which you didn't get at all. So,
yes, so
we don't know.
Yeah.
And I had said, also very optimistic, the Apple Vision Pro will finally come to Austria. Didn't happen.
Only if you leave the country to get one.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, mine is in Austria, but you cannot buy it here. And there will also be a security camera, is also not correct.
I might as well roll that one over into 2026 as well.
Yeah, actually, both of them I could roll over. Let's see. I'll see if I have something better. Good. So that is the 2025 lineup. And congrats to Ben, I think, for another year of your
His continued benevolent leadership.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Good. So let's jump into 2026. Now that we've talked about last year, let's talk about this year. And we have, of course, a different panel this time. So I picked a random order, and we're going to start with Chuck's first prediction for 2026. We're going to do two rounds, so two predictions each.
Okay, so I'm going to predict that that the studio will receive the M4 Ultra.
Oh, that's so that not the TV show at the Apple, yeah, the Mac studio. I was like,
Mac studio. Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot about
that TV too.
Yeah, sorry.
The Mac fault. Studio will receive the M4
Ultra.
M4 Ultra CPU. Okay.
Or an M4 Ultra, yeah.
We'll receive an. Yeah. Okay. I think we got that. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
I don't think I could be wrong. I don't think it'll step the whole way up to the M5, because we're not even sure there will be an M5 Ultra. But you know, I think that it would make sense to kick it up to the M4 and you know, leave the M5 to something else.
Yeah. So if you get an M5 instead, then this is not correct. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's really due for that refresh.
It is. It's just a question. The question here. I mean, I was thinking, is this even a question, right? But it is, because it could get the M5.
And I don't believe that it has not had an M4. I don't believe up to this point either.
Not yet.
So it feels like it would make sense to take it to the top of the M4 line, even if the M5 is coming.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see. Dave, what's your first prediction for this year?
Yeah, I think, and this has been talked about a while, but I think Apple is going to finally launch a hardware subscription that actually makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be
interesting.
It's going to be a one subscription. It'll include the iPhone, the Apple Watch, and AirPods plus Apple Care, and then it'll have an annual refresh baked into it. And there will also be a Apple One Ultra tier, so we have kind of two versions part of that whole thing with subscription. The Ultra tier could be maybe they'll add the Creative Bundle as part of it or something like that. Kind of just two big one there, hardware and software.
You want to have them in one, or do you want to do the Ultra part as a separate one?
Let's have it in one.
Okay.
If that's okay.
And I mean, it's your prediction, but then also it's harder to get right because it's two things that have to be true.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, just do the hardware then.
Okay, do the hardware. You can always add it somewhere else.
Talk me off the ledge. Yeah, but I got another one for my second pick.
Yeah, exactly.
So is it going to be like a lease system?
It'll be the upgrade program, like iPhone upgrade program 2.0.
Yeah, I mean, the upgrade program is basically unless you sign up again, you simply pay for it until, like, what is it, 3 years, and then that's it. But this is basically, you get it, you guarantee it, you pay something every year, and you get a new device every year, basically, or something
and
like that.
And that kind of eliminates the whole process of everybody's got a phone they want to turn in, and they have to go, I mean, you switch them over to an upgrade system.
That's the way the iPhone upgrade program works now.
Yeah, but this is beyond the iPhone, especially.
Well,
I think.
Beyond that, I think they're going to start with the Apple Watch and the AirPods, and you can kind of bundle that into, you know, plus the Apple Care, of course.
Yeah, I'll add that in brackets, like beyond the iPhone, because it's kind of the upgrade program for the iPhone is kind of in direction at least already.
Beyond it, yeah.
Yes.
They're going to go slow. I mean, I know there are companies that are out there doing the Mac, but I think this is going to potentially could be something that they would consider.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Jeff, you're next on my list. Yeah, I want that in Europe, but it's never going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going bold with my prediction. Apple is not shipping a foldable iPhone in 2026.
Darn.
I think we all have the same thoughts. I had that same thing on my list.
Okay, then I guess it's not that bold of a prediction.
No, I think it is a bold prediction because everybody and their grandmother is expecting Apple to do that. But I think on this panel, we're a little bit more cautious and maybe realistic.
I'd be curious. I don't know if I'd be interested in buying the foldable, even regardless if it comes out or not.
A foldable iPad to me is much more compelling than a foldable iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Agreed, Jeff.
Yes.
Agreed.
I'm sure
Chuck also probably more, much more expensive, but, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Dave. Bob Beach in the chat is saying your audio level is coming through a little low for them.
It is? Do I sound okay? You guys?
Yeah, now it's better.
Okay.
Yeah, you were definitely low.
Yeah.
How's that now?
Sounds better. Sounds better.
Yeah.
Better.
Good. Thanks, Bob. Yes. Next is Marty.
Oh boy. I am going to upset people in this group because I am going to predict that there is a foldable iPhone, and that feels like low-hanging fruit because people have been talking about it for a while. So I'm going to add some components into it. I think it will use the Samsung sort of seamless screen that they introduced at CES. I also think it will have a hinge that includes what they will call liquid metal, which has been predicted in some of the
I've seen the patent for that. Yeah.
And other prediction is I will have it in my hand by next year's episode.
Okay, I'm reading what you said. The foldable iPhone will use the Samsung seamless screen introduced at CES and a liquid metal hinge, and Marty will buy one.
Yeah, that last part of it's probably given.
It's yes for you, but I think so. You never know.
here's the thing. I think a foldable phone is going to suffer the same problems that the iPhone Air suffered.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, we don't want a light phone. We don't want, and then they finally get it in their hands and they know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are saying, I don't want a foldable phone, I've had two different foldable phones before. And the greatest thing that I'm upset about is it isn't integrated into my Apple ecosystem because they're based on other platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So once that comes in and people have a chance to see it, I think it's much more, it is a particular product for Apple users in that sense. So that's my prediction.
Very cool. Yeah. I mean, as you said, that you buying one is always a given. Yeah. No, it's interesting. I'm very much looking forward to seeing whether it happens or not. My prediction is gonna be which one? Yeah, I'll go with this one. So I think Tim Cook will announce his succession plan. Might not get executed this year, but we will get a formal announcement where it's like, okay, listen, this is the plan and this is how it's gonna go. So that
ties in with one of my predictions.
Good.
So I will take my time prediction and put it in the non-graded stuff.
Okay, that's fine. You could have also just added in the second round. Yeah,
I want to mix it up.
I think it's time. The whole thing with the board where they're like, oh, we're not replacing the chairman of the board this year, despite that he's basically aging out of the role. I think all the rumors, everything we've seen, I think all of that is preparation for Tim Cook officially saying, okay, here's the deal. I'm going to step down by date X and do Y and whatever. Like, we're going to get some announcement. It might not get executed this year. I still think it will be, but I don't want to, like, put too much on that. But I think we will at least get an announcement. We'll know next year.
Sounds good. Hey, Patrice, you know what's easy to predict? It's that I'm going to talk about all technologies right now.
Yes.
And the reason I'm going to talk about them is, have you guys been missing my segues?
I feel like
just with the way everything is worked out timing-wise, we haven't been able to have segues for a while. Anyhow, all technologies is is sponsoring us, making sure that we have the bandwidth we need to live stream every week, making sure we have the web hosting we need so that there's a place for the website to live and a place for all the show files to live so that you can watch or listen to your favorite episodes anytime you want and over, because of course you want to watch over and over. So with that, without their support, we would not be able to do what we do. So thank you, Awe Technologies, for being here and supporting us. And if you have a project site or whatever location where you need to be able to remotely monitor what's going on and whatever all the conditions are out there, that's where Awe Technologies can help you too, because that's what they do, and they do it really well. So if you need their help, then head over to their website. Oh, head over anyhow, just so you can see more of what they do. Awe Technologies, it's awetechnologies.co.uk. And thank you, Awe Technologies, for being our sponsor. Okay, so Patrice, mm-hmm. do you want to talk about the live chat? Or since you're doing... you're trying to keep all of us in control. Do you want me to do the live chat discussion? But
let's see if you can do it this time.
God, jeez. I should go there and ask.
Exactly.
Entertain me.
Try entertain it. Me.
Okay. Are you not entertained? Okay. That's Chuck's job.
Yes.
All right. So the live chat. We have this this really slick live stream, live chat webpage that that exists because Patrice put the time and effort into making that happen for us. So thank you for modernizing us a couple years ago when you did that. Here's how it works. If you go to live.britishtechnetwork.com, you can see the live stream and in the same window, the live chat. And that's where you can talk with us in real time during show recordings, and we can talk back with you. The links for articles we discuss when we're doing a regular show, not a prediction show, they end up in there. When we do our cool things, the links for those end up in here too. So it's mm-hmm. a great place to go in and find it all. And you'll get assigned clever names. But if you want to change your name to something else, there's a purple button at the top of the window. Click on that and you can assign your name to it. Okay, so now let's say that you're watching the show recording later, or you're watching live and later on you're like, oh, I really need that link. Then you go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat.
Correct.
Yeah, I should just stop right now. There you're going to see a cool calendar. Click on the day for the show. So today is Friday, January 16th, 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see the saved chat. And the cool thing is that chat is getting saved in real time. So if you're watching live, you can even go in there and see stuff popping up as it happens. But it's easier just to stay in the live chat so you can interact with everyone. Okay.
Definitely yes.
So, did I do it?
You did it.
Holy.
You did it.
Shirt balls.
You did it, and you did it well.
Wow. It's okay. So someone should have made a prediction. In 2026, Jeff will actually get through the whole live chat discussion where he sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
I think you're going to lose that one.
That has the qualifier that you sound like you know what you're
exactly.
talking about.
Exactly. You're going to lose that one.
That's a stretch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So round two we should do. And... Chuck, you get to do your second and final prediction for 2026.
I think this is going to be allowed, but you tell me if it's not. But I'm going to step away from the Apple universe mm-hmm. and predict that one of the large language model companies will purchase, one of the major large language model companies will purchase one of the other major large language model companies.
I think it's fine. We can predict whatever we think. Certainly okay.
Yeah. I just feel like there's got to be a shakeout coming because this constant leapfrogging is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, I feel like somebody's going to say, I want out of this game. I'm going to cash out and run. So we'll see how that goes.
Chuck, I have a hypothesis that fits in with what you just predicted.
Okay.
And it may not be so much that one of the other players is like, yeah, I went out of this game. It might be that one of the big players is like, we need to do something to help shore up our position. And the reason I think that will happen is because of the Apple Google Gemini partnership. Because once that goes into effect, Gemini becomes essentially the de facto main player because it's now on every single iPhone.
That's true.
Yeah, I read something this morning about the logic with that Apple went with Gemini because there was be able to control the data.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas they didn't go with OpenAI because OpenAI needs to have data. And Apple would have been unwilling to pass that data on to them. So the Gemini relationship was kind of set around not only the previous work relationship before. I think the article was something like OpenAI gave up $5 billion of revenue because they need data more so than anything else. So.
Mm-hmm. So there you go, Chuck.
I think
we are predicting that prediction wins.
Yes. Which guarantees it's going to be yours.
I mean, Jeff, my inspiration for that prediction was not your logic, which I can't fault. But I was rereading one of Guy Kawasaki's books from back in some of the earlier days of the startup culture, and his thing was startup, kick butt, and cash out. And I just feel like there's a bit of a similarity between what we're seeing with the LLMs right now that time in tech history.
Yeah.
And I just think that not everybody can be a winner here. It's not necessarily a zero-sum game, but not everybody can be a winner. So
yeah. And we've already seen some acquisitions, but mostly by the big Meta and the other big tech companies. But I mean, there is some in the market that would be big enough to swallow another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, will be interesting to see. Dave, your second and final prediction.
Well, I changed my mind. I am going to go with the boy I just talked about. We're going to go with the Apple One Ultra tier, which I think it's going to include the Apple's creative bundle that'll be added to it. But I'll include all the other services as well. And that kind of gives them a full slate of all the services in one bundle this way, this time around. And I'm predicting that they will probably give a bit of a discount on it. It might be... I'm going to say $9.99 additional, and the Ultra bundle, just like the Deluxe bundle we have now, it might go up maybe $10 more.
I'm
hoping for this.
But I have a 50, basically $50-ish, price range somewhere around that.
I think that would be really cool if they offered that. So I'm going to go with that.
Okay, I wrote down Apple One in air quotes tier will include Apple's creative bundle with a discount.
Yep.
Okay, cool. That would actually be really cool. I might actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, what's your second and final prediction?
All right, I'm going to try and go bold again. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually going contrary to rumors that have been floating around.
That seems to be your thing this year.
It is. Okay, there will not be a Mac Pro refresh in 2026 because Apple is actually going to discontinue the product.
Ooh.
How's that for a bold prediction?
Yeah. So that also requires that Apple actually announces the discontinuation.
Yes. Yeah. It would be an official discontinuation.
Yeah. Okay. There will not be a Mac Pro refresh in 2026 because Apple will discontinue the product. Okay. Interesting. I kind of agree with you, but I'm not sure they will actually announce it. They might just not do anything with it.
It might be too silent.
Well, okay, so would it still count if they just pull it from the store and it's just gone?
No. No, because okay. They've done that in the past where sometimes they pulled it and then they brought back a new product and it just popped up again. Actually, I think the Mac Pro was exactly the product where that happened. They pulled the old trash can and then it disappeared and there was no talk about it and then it came back.
You're back.
So,
yeah, ignore the dead body, just step over it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, nothing to see here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is just speculation on my part. Mm-hmm. One way that they could soft discontinue the Mac Pro is that WWDC announce Mac Studio refresh, mm-hmm. and then talk about all the ways that you can use it as your only Pro machine,
mm-hmm.
And everything that they're talking about is all the stuff that you would have been able to do with the new Mac Pro, but it's with the Mac Studio. Like here's all of the different card chassis you can get for it. And
It's still not official and discontinuation.
It still wouldn't be an official announcement. Though.
Okay, but you want it official. So, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not. They have done it in the past. Like, I mean, the iPod, for example, was officially discontinued at some point. Mm-hmm. Things like that. So it's not impossible. Marty, your second and final prediction for this year.
I'm really going out on a limb with this one, but maybe it's more of a wish, mm-hmm. than an actual thing, but I'm okay. In front of me, on the other side of my camera is a screen that was developed, a device that was developed that runs the A-Lady.
Mm-hmm.
The A-Lady, it's a flat, mounted, wall-mounted device.
Mm-hmm.
The A-Lady provides me with a lot of crap. There's nothing mm-hmm. on there that I want. And my prediction is Apple will come out with a flat-screen, wall-mounted device that you can put in your home, and you can put many rooms in your home if you want, that will be tied to whatever information you want from your Apple ecosystem as information that will be on the screen. It will also be a touch screen, so I can dive deeper.
So like a home information hub sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's not going to be attached on the top of a HomePod. It's going to be a separate screen.
Yeah. So Apple will come out with a flat screen wall-mounted device that you can put in many rooms that will be tied into Apple's ecosystem. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
I would love Apple to do something like that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I stepped into the Echo Show ecosystem thing with one of the desktop models, and because I thought this would be a great little unified hub thing, and even with me disabling every freaking thing that I can, it's a commercial panel that sits in here, and it has been relegated to being a clock on my computer desk that occasionally I can see the time, but a lot of the times I look over and it's just another ad. And it is so much of a commercial display tool that it's useless for me for what its intended purpose is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, I've heard that a lot from a lot of people. I mean, not that Siri is very useful currently either, because it's also kind of useless.
Yeah, but at least it's not commercial ridden.
Yeah, not yet. That leaves me with the final prediction. I'll do Apple Card. So I think we already got the official Apple Card announcement, as far as I remember, mm-hmm. at least, that it will switch over to a new bank. But I'm saying it will not only switch over to a new bank, but also expand beyond the US.
Ooh.
Some other country, could be Canada, could be somewhere in Europe, I don't think it's going to be more than that, but like at least one other place, one other country other than the US will get. I hope so, at least. I mean, it's freaking time, so.
Yeah.
Does Morgan, what is it, Morgan Stanley has taken over?
Chase.
Chase. Chase.
Okay.
Chase is in the UK. Definitely.
They have an international presence.
Okay. Yeah, they're in the UK, at least as far as I remember. Maybe in Canada. I might do, actually. Not 100% sure, but in the UK, as far as I remember. So, as I said, there's potential that they will finally do it. I hope so. Yeah, that's mine.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. It's like, I'm fortunate that I still have one from the US. It still works, but so many people who would love to have one and just can't. Like, if you talk to people here in Europe, they all want one. It's really funny. I mean, despite the fact that a lot of other banks and whatever do the metal card these days, like after Apple did it, everybody and their grandmother started doing metal cards. But it's still, people still want the one from Apple. It's just special.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think it's a combination of Apple's just a brand people think is cool, and the design is actually very, very good. And the like, it just feels, I mean, it, even compared to some of the, I have one from, which one was that? I'm blanking on it now. Revolut, I think. And from N26, and they're both not as high quality as the Apple card is. I think that's the other part.
Yeah, my Amazon Prime card is metal, but it's not as nice physically as the Apple card.
It's not privacy security. I mean, Apple Pay you get with basically every other card. The extra services or the extra, let's say, integrations with wallet that Apple has, that is actually quite nice. I have to say from like my own experience, but it's not that the others are there's some really good services out there that have somewhat comparable services. The cashbacks are anyway not as big a thing here because of like loss and all of that. So, yeah, I want to get that.
I'm not sure who, if you said it, Patrice or somebody did, but I think because it's Apple, mm-hmm. because Apple still has that brand recognition. There is still in spite of all the press we see against it, there's still a very positive glow around Apple that I don't know there are any other tech companies that can make that claim. It's still popular with the kids. It's still popular with the rest of us. You know, and other things come and other things go, but Apple seems to be, you know, really, and it goes back to our discussions of them playing the long game. Mm-hmm. You know, they've played a long game, and I think we're going to continue to see the benefits of that.
Yeah, I think I was just thinking about it. Like, there is some other brands that have some appeal. Samsung and Microsoft come to mind. But none of them on the level that Apple has. Yeah. But by the way, Bob Beach and the third confirm in the chat that one, Chase is in the UK, and both of them kind of want the Apple card.
Yeah, when I first got my Apple card, I didn't tell my wife I got it because, you know, she wants to make sure that we're not getting deep in credit. I pay it off every time something comes through. And she said, what are you going to do with it? And because it was metal, I said, well, I'll use it to cut my steaks.
Good idea. It's not very good a knife, but
frankly, the cashback goes into the bank account, and that's what I use for purchasing new products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, works pretty well.
Now I have to confess, though, I don't carry my Apple card.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because you don't have to.
I don't. I've got it on my watch. I've got it on my phone. So I just, and also, when I did carry it once, you know, then airport security, you know, flagged me, you know, because it's like, no, it's just my wallet. No, open it up, sir. What's in here? So, but that's, you know, funny. that small problem, But you know, it's just like, okay, I've got it. I have it in a secure place. Mm-hmm. If I really needed to take it out and flash it, I would. But it still stuns me how many people, when I pay with something with my watch, say, how did you do that? I've never seen that, or I didn't know it could do that. It's like, oh my God, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
After all this time?
Yeah.
And they're wearing an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be less of a thing here. Like, a lot of people here pay with their watches. I mean, with their phones a lot, but also with their watches these days. It's like, it's just normal.
Yeah, I carry two credit cards with me, only two credit cards with me. And one that I do carry is the Apple Card. I haven't switched over to kind of doing all the automation with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm also concerned I'll show up at some place where they don't have that system set up for me to do it.
Yeah, so or it doesn't work. I've had that happen where for some reason NFC, I mean, it said it should work, it tried to use it, and something didn't go right, and it was asking for the card. I've had that happen. So, yeah. Let's do some non-graded predictions. Anybody has any extras they want to throw in?
I do.
Yeah. Go for it.
Okay. So my first one is the one that ties into your Tim Cook prediction.
Mm-hmm.
My Tim Cook prediction is that Tim Cook does not leave Apple in 2026. I mean, they may have an announcement about him transitioning to whatever, but he won't actually leave the company.
Yeah, so he might still be chairman of the board, for example, then he doesn't leave. Yes. He's still there.
Then
exactly. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then I think we're going to finally get a HomePod mini refresh that goes beyond colors.
Ooh, wow. that's a bold one.
Right.
I've got a couple.
Yeah, but I do have one more.
Go for it.
All right.
We're going to get an iPad mini refresh.
Ah, please.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's a significant refresh and not just new processor. And mm-hmm. That's it.
I hope so too. I mean, I'm kind of wanted for my electronic flight bag because the bigger iPads are just too big for the very small planes, and I'm actually waiting for it because the old iPad mini is very old.
Yeah, well, and I'm surprised at how much I use my iPad mini.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've always liked the form factor, but like over the last 2 years, I find myself reaching for the mini a lot.
Mm-hmm. Marty, you said you had more?
Yeah, I have, I would say, and this is maybe not a bold prediction, that Apple smart glasses are not gonna occur in 2026. My thinking about this is they will maybe hint at it, maybe not. But if you think in February, that was the announcement and the release of Apple Vision Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we're looking at probably a 2027 release, announcement release of Apple glasses.
I think I said that in 2024 already. Like I in 2024, I said 2027 is the earliest we'll get the glasses.
Yeah. Also, we'll get a refresh of Apple TV 4K, faster processor. The attempt is to gather more gamers.
I would love that to be a thing, Marty. One thing that I've been predicting for a long time, and I've been consistently wrong, is that when we get a significant Apple TV refresh, it's going to have the horsepower to be like a true gaming console.
Mm-hmm. I think Ben asked for that as well.
Casual games.
I remember that.
Last thing is a touchscreen Mac.
Ooh.
The only place I see that happening, I don't know. You know, they're talking about a lower cost MacBook for educational, the educational pool. I don't want to combine the two, but I think that would be probably a nice function for that low end Mac to have that would attract people to purchasing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll get them into the into the macOS ecosystem and probably move them away from the iOS ecosystem.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that would be interesting. I'm still not sure this is going to happen, so we'll see. Chuck, Dave, anything from you?
I'll throw a couple out.
Sure.
First of all, I will predict that Marty and or Dave will declare bankruptcy due to their tech purchases in 2026.
Not happening.
Well, we'll see, Mr. Godrocks. I kind of disagree with you a little bit. I think there will be you said smart glasses. I think there will be a glasses style product to supplement the current Vision Pro line. I just don't think that they've had the traction they want. And I feel like they really need to do something, even if it's not taking the full Vision Pro experience and pull it down to something that is a bit more approachable.
They will do that, but not this year.
Yeah, I don't think they're there yet.
No, I don't think they're there yet, and I don't think that's not what Apple does. They don't release a product just because people think they should.
No, but I think that you're probably right, but I think it would be advantageous for them to introduce almost a gateway product into this world that has maybe a lower feature set.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much of the spatial computing experience can be translated over.
No argument there that they it's not that they have to, that they will eventually do that. I mean, that's kind of that's Apple's approach in general, but not this year. It's simply also technology-wise, it's too early. I mean, even Meta with their big announcement, oh, we're going to ship everything, whatever is already said, it's basically not happening in 2026. Like they had said, we're going to do it. It's going to be magic and have everything and whatever. And then it turns out it's harder than they thought.
Yeah, well, that's why I ignore Meta.
Yes. Yeah. So not a chance for this one. Like,
I hope you're right, Chuck. I hope you're right.
Yeah, I'm optimistic. Optimistic. The last one, and this is going to be a little more general than I would like to be, but I think that the AirPods or AirPods Pro are going to receive even more brand new health features this year. I think they're figuring out more ways to get more information out of sticking things in our ears, and I think we're going to see more of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. That will be cool.
You know, as crazy as some of these sound, they're all pretty cool. I mean, mm-hmm. they're all a pretty cool mm-hmm. wish list.
Yes. just not probably not going to happen. Dave, you said you had some.
A couple off-the-wall predictions here. I think the S-Lady is going to get rebranded finally. Instead of fixing the reputation of S-Lady, I think Apple retires the name entirely and, kind of branding and tying it to Apple Intelligence. It'll remain a legacy voice mode. But it'll be similar to like what happened to iTunes. This kind of quietly disappears.
Huh. Interesting. That's interesting to say.
Yeah.
I don't know, Dave. It's just not going. It's not going to be the same to just say, "Hey, George."
George.
I'm going to name mine Chuck.
Yeah.
And then when it doesn't do what I want, I'll be like, "Well, that's Chuck." Well,
that's Chuck.
I'm going to name mine. Damn it.
Actually, that is the name of mine currently.
I've had three dogs, and I've wanted to name each one of them "Damn it," and I'm overridden. And that's
yeah. Oh my god! You can say, "Hey, damn it!"
Yeah, hey, damn it! Or the short version, "Damn it!"
Yes. Damn it! Yeah. Turn on the lights.
Damn it! Turn off the TV. That has
a lot of Marty. Yeah, it does. Anything else, Dave?
Yeah, I know Apple got into with Google and Gemini, but I think it's very possible they could acquire a mid-size but influential AI startup. It's not something like OpenAI or anything like that. It won't be any flashy discussions. It'll probably be buried into an earnings call, and then 6 months later. iOS features suddenly leap forward. Mm-hmm. We'll see where it goes. I think it's something that Apple's going to just behind the scenes look at it because
Yeah.
You know, ultimately, they Apple do likes the control.
They
want the
they
control.
Do that. Yep.
And they do that. They buy companies. I mean, mostly for the talent. Sometimes for the product. Yeah. Like we've seen that in the past. So yeah, it would make sense. I mean, there's been rumors about Apple acquiring Perplexity for quite a while. Whether that's a wish that people have or whether that's actually something that might be in the works. Okay, I have three as well. The first one is a stock market one. I think Apple's share price will pass $300 this year. We're about 250, 254 or something today. So I think 300, 256, that's right now. 300 is I think possible if the market is going the way it is. Good for me because I have some, so it's good. I have like two shares or something. It's not that much, but I have two.
Yeah, I got more than that.
So good for Dave.
401k.
Okay, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, actually, to be fair, a lot of people have that. Like if you have ETFs, if you have a 401k, a lot of banks have Apple and the big tech companies in their portfolio. So it benefits a lot of people, to be honest.
I have a brokerage link account where I can invest in individual stocks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. That is actually pretty cool. And then from last year's predictions, I took over. There will be a new Apple Home product, most likely a security camera, and the Apple Vision Pro will come to Austria.
We can live in hope.
Keep hoping.
Yeah, I mean, that is one thing that people, like, I talk to people in space and in the US a lot, and like, all the discussions about, oh, like, is the Vision Pro failing? Oh, they haven't sold only this many. And I'm like, people, you don't realize how few countries actually have the Vision Pro. In Europe, there's literally only two countries where it's sold. There's, like, in total, 12 countries and kind of regions, like areas. Like Greater China, for example, that Apple even sells them. So there is a lot of potential, a lot of countries where they could still sell, because not everybody's as crazy as us to go to another country to buy them. Right? I mean, there's like there's one guy from Norway who like went to the UK to buy it, or I think something like that. So it's like people forget, because they think, oh, the US is the only place, or wherever they live, mm-hmm. Germany is the only place. And they forget that there's a lot of other countries that don't have the Vision Pro currently. So, which means sales potential. So I hope finally we'll get it in Austria. Has to happen. I think this is the third year in a row that I'm predicting this. So some point I have to be right.
Eventually. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's not true. I think the first year I predicted it would not come to Austria, and then I predicted it would come here.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right.
Yes.
It will be a beautiful world if all of these predictions come through.
Ah, that would be really cool. Like, yeah, think about that. That would be amazing if we got all of this. It's also not going to happen.
Maybe with the exception of... Maybe with the exception of Dave and I going bankrupt.
I did not write that down, to be honest. I was like, yeah. No. Good.
But Chuck will remember.
Chuck will remember.
Yes,
yeah.
I will remember.
Yes.
I just put it on my calendar for next year.
Very cool. All right. Excellent. That's it with our 2026 predictions.
Patrice, thank you for doing your usual amazing job of keeping us in line with predictions.
Bravo.
Yes. It is time to wrap up. Patrice, where can people find you?
Every week here on the British Tech Network, Big Show on Thursdays and Mac Show on Fridays. Everything I'm doing on my website, thepatrice.com, will take you there. Social media links, podcasts, projects, all of that. And with Jeff, and I always like to show my mug, Dave has one as well.
Oh, I do have mine.
Retro Rewatch is Jeff's and my podcast, where we talk about retro TV shows. We're basically finishing up season 3 of Stargate SG-1 right now. And today, when I finished editing, the season finale of season 3 will be out, Nemesis, which, if you know, you know. It's a really cool one.
I'm looking forward to finding out what we thought about the episode.
Yeah, because we don't remember.
Okay, Marty, where can people find you?
You can find me at Jencius, J-E-N-C-I-U-S, on Blue Sky and also on Mastodon Social. Go to the website, thepodtalk.net, to see what projects I'm involved in. I am thepodtalk.net. Mm-hmm. You'll find that Monday nights with Vision Profiles with Dave, and also Tuesdays with Chuck on Mac Voices, Thursdays with Dave on In Touch with iOS, and then here when I can make it and ditch out of work, play hooky. I'm quietly quitting, but enjoying the job still. So thanks for having me on here. It's great fun.
Awesome. All right. And Mr. Gladiator himself, Chuck, where can people find you?
MacVoices.com. That's where you'll find me doing battle constantly. Right now we're just starting to release the shows, the interviews from CES. And so there are going to be a lot of those. As Marty said, we do Mac Voices Live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern at youtube.com/MacVoicesTV. And on pretty much all the socials, you can track me down as at Chuck Joyner. Thank you, Jeff.
Awesome. All right. And Dave, how about you?
You can find me at In Touch with iOS and intouchwithios.com. We're going to release two episodes in 1 week here this week. The first one was an amazing episode with Katie Foulkes and Jeff. Our very own Jeff Gamet talked about the video streaming VHS and all the old technology.
It was a lot of fun.
There was a lot of fun we did with Katie, and she does the VHS club. So I thought it was kind of fun to do that kind of a spin. Then our normal episode coming out after that this week. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/InTouchWithiOS, and you can find me on Vision Profiles on the podcast, the Pod Talk Network, with Marty and Eric. Mac Voices Live on Tuesdays. Record the show on In Touch with iOS on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, and then on Fridays here, usually, on the Mac show. And you can find me on social media, Blue Sky Mastodon at DaveG65. Thank you, Jeff.
Awesome. All right. Then for me, Jay Gamet on the various social medias, mostly, though, on Mastodon, PixelFed, and Blue Sky. Then for shows, Tuesdays on Chuck's Mac Voices Live, Thursdays on Dave's In Touch with iOS, here on the British Tech Network for the Big Show and the Mac Show. Brian Chaffin and I, we do the Context Machine. And as Patrice pointed out, we do Retro Rewatch. And with that, I do believe now it's okay for me to say, OMG, thank you to all of you for being so fracking awesome. And putting a smile on my face, first Mac show of the year. This has been loads of fun. Also, shout out to Ben for becoming King Ben yet again for his predictions. And sorry, Ewan, we can't all be winners. But hey, everyone that's watching, listening live, thank you for being here and being a part of this and being in the live chat. Everyone that watches, listens to the shows later, thank you for being part of this as well. Ewan, you may not have won this year, but hey, thanks for being you. Muller, thanks for making sure we have people for shows. And Awe Technologies, thank you for being here and being our sponsor. All right, so with that, everyone, don't forget to join us next Thursday for the Big Show. Then come back again on Friday for the Mac Show. And all of you have an awesome weekend.